collaboration with Muslim Public Affairs Center, NPAC, Everyday Muslim will address the misconceptions on Islam, foster a peaceful coexistence, and guide the everyday Muslim on the journey in Islam. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays, 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7. Simplified understanding of the deen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning to you, everyone out there. How was your week and how is the weekend going? You are welcome to another episode of Everyday Muslim, where we will discuss different topics that concerns us as human, not as Muslims alone. I am Rashida Adetun Okeolaniyo, and you are listening to Everyday Muslim on 91.7 FM Women Radio. Today, we are going to discuss a topic that is close to the hearts of every parent and guardian. Children, the trust from Allah. Our children are not just blessings, but also a profound responsibility. As Muslims, we believe that Allah has entrusted us with the care, upbringing, and guidance of our children. This trust comes with the duty to nurture them with love, instill strong values, and prepare them for a life that pleases Allah. Join us as we explore what it means to truly honor this trust and the steps we can take to fulfill our roles as caregivers in the eyes of our Creator, Allah. I have a guest who will be joining us virtually to give us more insights on the topic. But before then, let's take this soul-uplifting nasheed by Soif Adam, Trust in Allah.
Life as you know, you reap what you sow. And when you do good, Allah will protect you and stop you falling down. Allah, we surrender, 'cause He knows all, no compromise. Hears your laugh and feels your cry, He is there all the time. Make dua, praise Allah, our iman will grow. Inshallah, we will go far, there's a long way to go. We praise a lot, it's from the heart, love will keep us whole. And when you're feeling down, you know the way to go. Allah, yeah, Allah, yeah. You know I feel it in my soul.
Here we are talking about children, the trust in Allah. It tells us that if we are able to handle the trust that Allah has given to us properly, surely we shall reap what is good in this world and the year after. If you are just joining us, you are on to Everyday Muslim on 91.7 FM. Our phone lines will be opened shortly for calls. 0700-917-917. And for SMS or WhatsApp, 0703175637. As I said earlier on, my guest is joining us virtually. Join me in welcoming Aja Sakina Adefumilola Said. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh, Aja.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my darling sister. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah, Jazakullah khairan for joining us again.
Naam.
Aja Sakina Adefunola Said is a remarkable individual with a diverse range of roles and talents. She is not only a mother, but also a devoted Muslima who continually strives to please Allah. In addition to her personal commitments, she serves as an educational consultant who provides valuable guidance and support to students and educational institutions. She is also a marriage counselor who assists couples in their marital journeys. Furthermore, Aja Sakina Adefunola Said is an entrepreneur demonstrating a dedication to entrepreneurship and innovation. Our expertise extends to being a certified handwriting expert, adding a unique skill to her. She's a profound graduate of Lagos State University Education, LASUED, formerly known as ACOID. One of her favorite statements is, "What is my body weight to enter Jahannam, the fire of hell?" This statement reflects her deep commitment to her faith and serves as a reminder of the importance of one's spiritual journey. This is deep. Before moving on, I would like us to take a brief of the topic. Children, the trust from Allah. It is important to reflect on the profound responsibility this trust entails. In Surah At-Tahrim, Allah says, "O you who have believed, protect yourselves and your families from a fire of whose flame is people and stones." Quran 66, verse 6. This verse reminds us of the duty we have to safeguard our children, not just in this world, but also in the hereafter. Our role goes beyond providing for their physical needs. It extends to their spiritual well-being, ensuring they grow with the knowledge and understanding of their faith, al-Islam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also emphasized the importance of raising children with care and guidance. The Prophet said, "Each of you is a shepherd, and each of you is responsible for their flock." The leader of a people is a guardian and is responsible for his subjects. A man is a guardian of his family and responsible for them. A woman is a guardian of her husband's home and his children and is responsible for them. This can be found in Sahih Bukhari. This also tells us that every parent is like a shepherd, tasked with guiding and protecting their children, leading them on the right path. Our actions, teachings, and the environment we create at home profoundly shape their character and faith. Stay tuned as we discuss and gain insights into how we can all nurture and guide these gifts Allah has given us as a trust. If you are just joining us, you are on to Everyday Muslim on 91.7 FM Women Radio. Hi, dear Sakina.
Ma'am, I'm with you.
My first question, what does it mean to consider children as a trust, that's amana from Allah in Islamic teachings?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We give all praises and thanks to Allah, Azza wa Jal, who has made us Muslims, has made us human. He has given us intellect and reasoning. We beseech his mercies and blessings on the noble of all Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his household and his companion, and those that trend as part of the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, children, as you have said, is an amana. But they are not just mere possessions, but precious souls entrusted to us parents by Allah. This trust requires parents to care for, nurture, and guide their children in accordance with Islamic principles. Like I always say to my children, it is very, very possible if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Prophet Adam without a mother nor a father, it means it is easy for Allah to throw each and every one of us on earth without a parent. But there is a significant purpose why Allah wants each and every one of us to have a parent. It means that we needed a guidance, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent different prophets down on earth, so that we'll be guided, we will not misbehave or do what is not. And this prophet serves as reminder, just like parents serve as reminder, guidance to their words and children. So it is easy for us to come to this earth or to be thrown to this earth, like I said, but Allah wants us to have, to be guided by someone. Someone that we can refer to as our own. That is, it is not a matter of just conceive and giving birth to children. it is an amanah, it is a trust that you need to nurture them, and in accordance with Islamic principles. It does not even involve only physical presence. It involves emotional, spiritual, education. You know, it goes beyond just being a parent. It entails a lot of things. So that these children can grow up as righteous people, righteous Muslims, and contribute positively to the society. Parents are not just to guide. They are going to be accountable to Allah, how they raise their children. So it emphasizes the seriousness of our responsibility as parents. It is not just giving birth to children.
It is not just giving birth to children, but how we are able to raise them. This will lead me to my second question. How should parents approach the responsibility of raising their children as per Islamic values? You know, we have the Western and we have the Islamic. And if we look at it very well, I won't say that we are tilting, but somehow the Western value also interferes with Islamic values. How can we then do it to make them responsible?
Firstly, parents should know that this approach of responsibility goes with a deep sense of commitment and sincerity. Striving to embody Islamic values in one's own life as a role model. You can't give what you don't have. You need to be adequately knowledgeable until inculcate some values in yourself before you can dish it out to others. We should live as role model. Like it is rightly said that what people see is easily emulated than what we tell them. At times, if you ask children to mimic you, there was, as an education consultant, I was present in a school and we started engaging in some conversation with some students. And I just started this conversation was, okay, tell me how your mommy behaves or how does she do? You understand? You will now see a lot of reactions. And we had, in a school that I consult for, we once had a program of mother and children, you understand? And I brought out this game of, okay, mimic your mommy. You know, those mothers were always like, wow, so this is how I do, this is how I behave, this is how I talk, you understand? I was talking to a child of 6 years old a few days ago, and I said, how does Umu do when you go and make it? She said, she just look at them and his and do her hands like she's counting her rosary. You understand? We started laughing, and this is how to tell you that children, it goes beyond the physical, you just saying, telling them what to do. You have to be the role model yourself. Make sure you have those fundamentals of Islam yourself. Do you pray? Are you honest? Are you a compassionate person? Are you respectful to others? You have to do all those things. Just like we have seen in so many cases of parents telling their children that tell that visitor that I'm not at home. And the child will go and tell the visitor, my mommy say I should tell you that she's not at home. We have had cases of, you know, it got to a stage you now want to tell those children not to tell lies. Even the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that you don't tell children that, okay, take this money and I'll be coming back. Or, you know, don't tell them, don't give them false promise. Even as early as whatever age you think you can deceive them. Don't deceive them at any stage if you don't want them to become a deceiver. Respect them. You understand? Respect them just the way you want them to respect others and respect you as well. So parents should also create a home environment that fosters Islamic learning and spiritual growth, ensuring that their actions align with the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Sometimes you want to do some things, but you need to know that people are watching you. It is easy for you to behave anyhow if you don't have children. But once you set the plan that you want to start nurturing a family, you want to raise children, then you should be very, very conscious and intentional about yourself. It is also crucial to be patient, loving, and consistent in applying Islamic values. If you want to take something from someone or children, make sure you give them an alternative. This is how you can do this. This is how you can do this. So you need to know that it is not about you just telling them this is what to do. Using every moment as a teaching opportunity is what you should do with raising of children.
Jazakallah Karam. If you are just joining us, you are on to the Everyday Muslim on 91.7 FM. Our phone lines are now open for calls 0700-917-917. For SMS and WhatsApp 0703175637. I just Sakina, briefly, with your explanation, would you then say that parenting is a skill or a profession?
Parenting is a skill you learn as you go. No one is a profession in parenting because there is no one way to parenting. There is no one way to parenting. What works for A might not work for B. Even if they come out of this, even if they are twin, what works for A does not work for B. As a teacher of so many years, you can teach children in the class the way they assimilate, the way they reason along with you, the way they give their opinion, the way they do things will differ. You understand? So there is no... You can't say you are a profession in parenting. No. Even people that are grandmas are never a profession. It is a skill that you learn, and you learn as you go.
Jazakallah, Karen. My next question, what role do Islamic teachings play in guiding parents on how to discipline and educate their children? Discipline and educate. Okay.
Now, Islamic teachings provide a comprehensive framework for discipline and educating children. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that even as an infant, talk to your children, they can hear you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that what you instill in a child at an early age is just like if you have cemented a place, you can never change that unless you break it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also emphasized the importance of kindness, compassion, and wisdom in dealing with children. Discipline in Islam is not about punishing. I have heard about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised sand and never scolded him for once. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Islam, there has been a lot of guidance. There has been a lot of, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that train your children to pray at the age of 7. When they get to 10 and they don't pray, beat them. Islam has even now guided us on manners of how to punish and beat children. You don't beat a child more than the offense they have committed. If not, you will account for it on the day of Yom Kippur. You see that it is a very technical process that you need to be careful how to balance in between your lot and the child Allah has placed on you as a trust. But about teaching and correcting behavior in a manner that is just loving, and you have to be just. You have to be firm. You need to be a disciplined person. You need to let them know your no is your no and your yes is your yes. Parents are encouraged to use positive reinforcement. Set clear expectations. I remember in my years of teaching, I make it a point of duty that when a child commits an offense, and if that child does not lie, tell lies, no matter the level or the high level of the offense, I make sure I don't punish such children. So I remember the day when somebody commits an offense, and I asked them to go and call the person. Everybody started saying, it is SS that is calling you, just tell her the truth. She will not beat you. Do you understand? So you should set clear expectations. Let them know who you are and what you want. They know when you are always the loving type to them. Once you want to get angry, they don't want you to get angry with them because they don't want to lose that loving aspect of you. So you need to be fair in your treatment to children, just like the Prophet ﷺ has encouraged us to be fair in our dealings to animals, not to talk of human beings. The teaching also stressed the importance of education, both religious and worldly one. We should not leave one for one. It should go pari passu. Let's draw our limits. Let them know this one goes in accordance with our religion. This one is out of our religion. We should also ensure that children grow up to be well-rounded individuals who can contribute meaningfully to the society. A sane child, just like we take care of the health of children, we should also take care of the emotional stability of our children.
Aja.
Naam, okay. I'm with you. So, yes, we should make sure that we ensure that we take care of their emotional stability as well. It is not about the physical, what they take in, they eat good food, they do this, they do that. No, we should make sure they are emotionally balanced as well. This will help them to contribute positively to the society. Naam.
Jazakallah, Karen. You spoke about the beating, the correction. I would say that is one of a major challenge that we are facing as parents. Because you have some kids that no matter what you tell them, what you told them not to do, they will still do it.
Yeah.
How do you undo such parents? I mean, such children? Because you want to fulfill your trust. The trust that Allah has given to you, you know what trust means, and this is what Allah has given to parents. You want to fulfill it. I assume that you have some children beside you, that whatever that you tell them, they will always do the opposite. What do you do? How do you overcome it?
Alhamdulillah. Like, for those that are training teenagers, they will understand what I'm saying. And those that are still at their early age, like, it gets to a stage when I was nurturing some of my teenage girls, they want you to keep quiet. They don't want to say something. You understand? And it got to a stage I had to sit them and tell them that, look, because you are a trust, and because Allah is going to ask me about you, I can't keep quiet, too. Because I can't enter Jahannam because of you. You understand? Because if Allah is going to question me as a shepherd, that he's going to ask me about you, then I have to do something. So I have to keep talking. I have to keep putting up the positive measures, the corrective measures. But one thing that Yoruba used to say is that most times we say that, this building is not properly placed. And Yoruba will say, have you looked at the foundation? Most times the mistakes we make as parents is we let things go at an early stage. We believe that children are still little. He's still small. She's still a very young girl. Let it go. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that once somebody does something the first time, if it is a mistake, it should be corrected immediately. If you let it go, if the person does it the second time, it becomes an habit. Habits are things that we grow up with. You understand? So as small as they are, then we can't beat them. But we need to talk to them. Talk to them like an adult. If the Prophet says they hear you, even while you are breastfeeding them, then you should talk to them. This thing you have done is wrong. So that we don't see it as most of these children, when they get to a stage that it has become an habit, to correct them now has to come with cane, punishment, because we believe that they need to learn in an hard way before they can correct whatever we want them to correct. No. These days, it doesn't work, and it has never worked even in the past. If the Prophet, I remember he sent Saj Rodelani on an errand one day, and he went since morning till evening. The Prophet went looking for him. He met him somewhere where he was looking, just like you see children of today. They have TV in their house. You will send them on an errand, and they will still go to one place, see one TV outside, and still be peeping. You understand? So when the Prophet saw Saj, immediately he saw the Prophet, he too knew that he has done something wrong. The Prophet held him by the shoulder and said, quickly go to where I sent you. How many parents of today can withstand that? From morning till evening, wow, it is not done. But there are ways at which we can inculcate some attitude in them. Let them know what we want. What I will bring out from your question is, most times we are not emotionally balanced as parents, especially as mothers. We are not in our right frame of mind. At times, this thing that we shout on in our own quiet moment, when we sit down, we realize we have beat that child and we have injured that child. We realize that these things are not really worth it at the end of the day. Most times, I will encourage, that is why I, as a marriage counselor, I make sure that I tell sisters and brothers, marry right. If you marry right, if you don't have too much pressure on you,
the ability for you to handle things the way they are supposed to be handled will always come. You understand? Mm-hmm. Seek for help where you need help. Sometimes the stress of, I want to wash clothes, I want to take care of the house, I want to, and things that are not even meaningful that we can overlook, we will not be able to overlook it because the stress is there. The sanity is not even there. Maybe you have issues with your spouse. You understand? You always shout and say, ah, why did you do this? Majorly, the children are not the problem at most times. Hmm. It is we or the environment or the situation we find ourselves that are actually the problem. Hmm. So instead of, most times, that is why in some schools, they will tell you that before you get to the extent of using cane, go and report to the HM. The HM should report to somebody. You know that if you go through that process, you will be calm at a certain period. You will be calm. In those days while we were growing up in the 80s, I noticed that there is something that comes that is called community training. And it helps our mother to even beat us less. Because in those days when you offend your mother and your mommy say, ah, Sekino, you do this. You will hear your neighbor say, ah, why did you have to do that to your mother? What they were doing in that time was not, they will not beat you the way your mother was angry. They will not, those outsiders will not beat you at the rate your mother wants to beat you. Hmm. You understand? They will be able to reduce the tense or the situation of your mother and take over it. Ah, why do you have to do that to your mother? These are what we have failed to do today. In those days, when you insult an adult, you will see about 15 adults scolding you. Why do you have to do that? This and that. But if you are left with one person, the person will maltreat you, of course. We abuse you. Or if you are left with your mother, people will come and say, ah, eh? Oh, no, 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 no. Ah, don't worry, I will handle her. I will do this, I will do that. Mm-hmm. By that, the situation has been, you know, the tense at which your mother wants to advocate or deal with you will have been reduced. So these days at times, the previous Assam says, when you are standing and you are angry, sit. If you are still angry, lie down. If you are still angry, go and perform ablution. It means that we will see things that we don't like in this children. Mm-hmm. The ability for us to now undo is for us to be in a good frame of mind. If we are in a right frame of mind, we'll be able to undo it better. Not at the detriment of maybe we have injured the child or we have said something that is abnormal. The Prophet says, when you're angry, keep quiet. Don't say things. There's an hadith that says, if you, instead of you going to Kaaba, it pleases Allah for you to go to Kaaba to go and break up the Kaaba 70 times than hurt a fellow Muslim. Even Allah, the Prophet has guided us, don't slap somebody that can read Surah to the Fatiha. How best can Islam guide us? Hmm. You understand? Once you know that a child can recite Surah to the Fatiha, that means you cannot slap such child. So instead of you raising your hand, you'll be calm. You understand? So all these things need, at times, always give a second thought. What? How should I handle this situation? What this child has, and know what works for each child. What works for the eldest might not work for the second one. What works for the second one might not work for the third one. Know what works for each child. For some child, I have seen a child that if you deprive her or him or let's say I'm not going to let you have access to your to the TV or something, he doesn't bloody care. Some child does not bloody care about gifts. Hmm. You understand? So you need to know those child that you give silent moments. When you are quiet, some child will come and meet you. I've trained a child that when I'm silent, most times I will talk. Ah, you're not supposed to do this. And sometimes I just said, Allah, may you know, Allah, guide me. How should I do this child? Then one day, when she did something, I was quiet. She ran up to me. Malimo, what is this? What did I do? Well, you understand? Hmm. And I'll notice that to treat that child to silence is the best approach to that child. Hmm. May Allah guide us.
Ameen. If you are just joining us, you are on to Everyday Muslim on 91.7 FM. Our phone lines are open for calls 07000-917-917. For SMS and WhatsApp, 070-317-56537. Just a second.
Now,
while you were speaking, you mentioned community.
Now,
I would say that it is part of is one of challenges that parents are also facing. Because I remember that, I think, was it last week? I was fortunate to be in a gathering and the issue of respect came up amongst kids. kids that don't greet their elder ones, they just see the, even people that are old enough to be their parents, they just walk by. And unfortunately, you can't even correct them that this is what they are doing that is wrong, because you fear that their parents will come over and tell you that, are they your children? So what do we now do as a community to give that support? How do we revive that support? That community parent, how do we revive it so that this trust that Allah has given to us, we can uphold it to the day of judgment? How? Like the mosque, the Islamic, the schools, how do we do it?
Alhamdulillah. May Allah guide us right. It is only Allah that can guide us. Nobody, there is no one way to parent, like I've said, and nobody knows it all. It is always mostly try and error. But if we implement Allah's injunctions and the Prophet, I believe that we'll get them. When it comes to this aspect that you have talked about as a community, there are two sides at which the community has failed. In those days, there used to be love, not treating children, not being selfish and self-centered. Parents want all children to grow, want them to become somebody meaningful in life. But these days, everybody has become selfish. I want my children to be the best. We have seen cases of parents encouraging their wives and children to start people, to give it all it takes, just because they want their children to have the first position, to, you understand? So, but we can't let it go. I believe that parents are the one we should address in this situation. Mostly parents are failed, especially mothers, when you talk down on an adult in the presence of your children. Like last week that was on the program, I was talking about, you know, mothers going up and saying, look at Ojuju because I wear the veil. You understand? And I have gotten to a state where I called the mother and said, I have children as well. How would you feel if I tell my child to call you a prostitute, that it's only prostitute that dress like it?
Wow.
She was, you know, she was downcasted. She was like, wow. Yes, because you are actually telling these children to disrespect me. And I'm old enough to be their mother. You understand? All these are even the challenges we face in schools, whereby children talk down on the teachers. That is why in our days, I remember if your mommy tells you that they are going to report you in the school, wow, you know you are in for it. But these days, such does not occur any longer. Because you will see parents insulting their children's teachers right in the presence of their children. Hey, if Mrs. Labada beats you like this, I will go there. I will slap her. I mean, am I even a maid? I see the way she dressed. You have molested such teacher. How do you want that teacher to put in the corrective measures? I remember most cases when we have PTA meeting, and when I go to schools I consult for, I always try to correct this notion. You can't hate the teacher of your child, just like you, the child should not hate their teachers, because once that occurs, it means that no learning is going to take place. And so many times, I would just encourage that we talk to parents. Yes, today, if you are going on the way, I see myself greeting so many young children and they won't respond. It is a different thing they won't greet you. It is a different thing that they won't even respond. I believe that parents really need to learn. It has come to the notice that so many people are not even ready to be a parent. They just found themselves becoming a parent. Like you're about to say, well, you're not ready. Don't go for what you're not ready for. You need to be intentional about parents. What do you want to produce to this society? As a parent, as a child, like I ask sisters when they come for counseling, what type of child do you want to produce to this society? It is not, so do you have all it takes? Do you have what it takes? At least to the maximum of 70%, what you can give to the society. You understand? So most times, we need to approach these parents. And when parents, I have approached parents some cases, and I have found somebody ask me, what is your business with my child? And I'll sat her down. Yes. I said, do you know that it is my business? She said, how do you say it's your business? I said, calm down. Let me explain to you. I said, we live in the same neighborhood. And this child that you are talking about is like my own child. She didn't fall for it, and I said, do you know that if I let your child misbehave, my children will play with your children, and they will inculcate this attitude in your child. That means at the end of the day, the way I have trained my child, I might not find my child the way I want her to be, because she has been influenced by your own child. Mm. Do you see that it is my business? And henceforth, they know in my area that, no, Umu will always talk. She will say it is her business. Because unconsciously, there was a day I was coming back from work, I saw one of my daughter talking to one of my neighbor. You can't lock them home. You understand? Despite the fact that, you know, at that stage, I was not like, It means that if I had let something slide, it means that you can't choose friends for them always. You understand? Yes, you can't choose friends, especially when they become teenagers. They have their own opinion. My daughter has once accused me. She don't want us to make friends. You understand? She reported me to my elder sister and said, she doesn't want us to make friends. I said, no, I welcome all your friends, but I don't want this type of friend. You understand? And I see that they still sneak to talk to each other. What I do was start inviting that child to my house. And I let her know the values, the family values we hold in that house. You understand? She's an Igbo girl. And today I see them perform ablution together, because when she knows, she will say, ah, my neighbor will say we need to pray in this house. And I remember there was a day I was not around. She told my daughter that, go and pray before your mommy come. And she will say, it's me that did not allow you to pray. You understand? So you can't let, yes, they met in jam class. Will I have followed her to jam class? I would not have followed her to jam class. So if they met in jam class and they became friends because they were neighbors, they usually come home. Before then, they knock on my door and said, we're asking of, so I said, wow, from where to where? So it means that when they go to the university, I can't even safeguard them. You understand? So this thing, we need to let them know that it is not one person's business. It is all our business. And the only thing I do is correct them with love. I don't correct anybody with hatred. It's not because I'm perfect. At times you get, you know, you get bitter and you feel somehow with those attitudes. But you just have to be calm so that they will see you from another perspective. You understand? What I tell teachers mostly and parents, if you want to correct your neighbor's children, correct them with love. Not the way you handle your children, you handle those children. You need to let them fall in love with you. Yes. Like I tell teachers, don't handle a child like, because I've seen cases of teachers that they can't beat their own children, but they can beat other people's children. You know, the way they will handle, I have seen a teacher cry because her child fell down, but she can beat a child of 1 year old, 6 months. You understand? You don't need to be mean. I used to tell teachers, I'm not saying you should not correct them. Correct them with love. Let them understand that you love them. You want the best for them. You understand? And I've seen some teachers that they can beat their own children. They can correct them. They will leave other people's children and say, well, it is you that know. Do whatever you like. May Allah say, guide us and guide us right. Let us just take all these children like hers. Correct them with love. When you not most times when I was still teaching, I remember a day I was angry at home and I was going to work. And along the way when I was going, I was like, Sekina, it is not these children that offend you. Be calm. Comport yourself. And I started praying to Allah. Allah, please, soften my heart. Guide me right. Because on a normal day, if I have gone with that kind of aggressiveness to school, I would have, you know, do something that is not supposed to be done. You understand? Most times I take this student as my children. When I wake up in the middle of the night when they are about to start exam, I'll pray for my children. I'll pray for them. Ya Allah, those children in my class, those pupils in my class, those students in my class, please let them remember everything they have been taught. Those ones that are particularized in their presence, those ones that they've seen, those ones that they've read. You understand? And I will not lie to you. There was a stage that most teachers, when pupils promote from my class to another class, I usually go and meet those teachers and say, please handle those children like yours, they are mine. Because I used to go with it. I used to attach my emotion to them. I used to take them as my own blood children. You understand? So all these things are what we can't let it go. If not, we will fail as a society. If not, at the end of the day, most pious people are not able to train their children, not because they didn't try their best, but because of the societal influence, peer pressure. You understand? This thing we still have to come back to us. Why do we need to let it slide? May Allah guide us right.
Amen. Jazakallah Karen.
And
we are talking about the parents.
Now,
what are the rights of the children in Islam? And how can these rights also reflect the idea that they are a trust from Allah?
Now, children in general and in Islam have several rights that reflect their status as a trust from Allah. This always includes rights to a good name, right to be cared for, right to education, right to be protected from harm, the right to be taught their religion. These rights are grounded in understanding that each child is a precious gift from Allah. And these children, we know right from the name you give to them. You know, as mothers, it shouldn't be only when we are happy that we remember to call our children their pet names. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that we are there for them, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We should guide them. We should create an environment. We shouldn't just do things. And this starts from the fact that you choose a good spouse. Choose a good spouse. Choose a good environment where you want your children to grow. Because the kind of... Then choose friends. Choose good friends. Because those friends you are relating with, you feel that they can influence you. They will influence the thoughts of your children. Sometimes if you as a pious person is moving with somebody that is not pious, your children will feel like, it's okay. Shebi, my mommy's friend is like this. You understand? They want to emulate that person too as well. Today, we have friends that will come to your house and say, don't mind your mother. What you are actually telling that child is, don't trust your mother. You understand? I don't keep friends that would make such statements. If you make such statements once, you don't come near my home again. It is a rule. Yes, because why would you tell? You can't love my children more than me. You can't. You will only try. Likewise, I can't love your children more than you yourself. So we need to let these children know that we are there for them. We will guide them. That is why I said you should let them know what you are in for and what you stand for.
Hmm.
By that time, they know that, no, inculcate to them and let them know how much Allah loves them. Like I used to sit my children and tell them that, look, at this stage, Allah loves you. When you are still very young, whatever you want in your future, start asking Allah. You are very close to Allah. Allah loves you. You understand? Let them know that they have rights. Most times, I tell them, I apologize to them when I do things wrong. I remember a day my daughter was like, why do you have to apologize? I said, because I will be questioned on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. You have rights. The Quran says, in most cases, he says that Allah bless my parents the way they have nurtured me while I was young. To some parents, it is a curse. Because if you feel that if Allah wants to bless you the way you have nurtured your children, the way you have treated them, then to you it might not be a blessing. To some, it might not be a blessing. To some, it is a prayer. It doesn't mean you have to give them everything. Like I always tell my children, Allah did not even give me everything. Not everything I have asked for that Allah has given to me. But you should understand that you should let them understand that your right comes first. So that at the end of it, you now let them know that they also have a right to discharge to you at every point in their life.
Hmm.
It does not even end with, okay, mommy doesn't like this. Firstly, think about it. What you're about to do, will Allah appreciate this? Will Allah be happy with you? Will I make my mommy proud? Will I make my daddy proud? Will I make them happy? Because Allah has told you in the Quran that He will also punish you if you don't give right to your parents. So all these things are what you should tell them right from their young age. Let them know they have rights, so also you have a right over them. You understand? One day thought I was sleeping and I found my children saying that, smarter now. And even we say, I can't enter fire because of you. You understand? Because I have let them know that there are a lot of things that are associated with me correcting them. It doesn't end between me and you. It goes beyond that level. Because as a teenager, they want you to keep quiet. Mommy, you talk too much. Mommy, why do you have to say this? Can't you overlook some things? My dear, I can't overlook. Because Allah, I will be questioned for it. You understand? And And I let them know when they were matured. Look, it was when you were young that if you do something wrong, they write it in my book of record. Now you already have a book that is open for you. So every of your action is being recorded. You understand? And they teach themselves at times and say, I don't want this to be put in my account. So I don't want, you understand? Even while they were in school, I remember one day my daughter was like, at a stage in school, she felt like, this prayer thing. But when she remembered that she has a file of her own, she felt like, no, I don't want prayer to be omitted. May Allah guide us. So let them know their rights. Let them know they have duties to discharge. Just like we used to teach them, at this age, you have to wash plates. At this stage, you have to start washing your socks. At this stage, you have to start doing this. Let them know that at every stage, they know they hold us some things. They hold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some things. May Allah make it easy for each and every one of us.
Amen. Jazakallah khairan. Aja Sakina.
No.
We were talking about parents. Who is... Okay, before then, I think we have a call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your name and where are you calling from? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mahmoud on the line.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? We can't hear you. Can you please call back? Thank you. Aja Sakina.
Now.
We're talking about parents. Who is a parent? Is it somebody that already has a child that is a parent? Or somebody that is expecting?
We are all parents. Expecting parents and people that already have children.
Okay.
We are all parents. Okay. As far as you are an adult, Quran says that ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. We guide as Muslims. We are guidance to one another. We tell people we enjoy what is right and forbid what is wrong. Irrespective of our age, even as children, you understand? At times, children parent themselves, telling themselves what is right and what is wrong. Like, we want our elder children to take care of the younger ones while we are not around. Tell them, and at times you say, but you are the elder. You're supposed to say this. At that stage, he or she is parenting. You understand? So it doesn't end with, I have a child. Even if as a TTC trying to conceive, you should know that every child is like your child. We have some people that did not give birth, but even at their old age, they enjoy like they have children. You understand? Mm-hmm. It is Allah, the Quran has said it, that it is not every one of us that we give birth. And even some children we give birth are not actually our children. We remember the case of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. During the time of when Allah said he was going to destroy them, he was calling his son, please don't go to that place. He said, no, I'm going to go to one-story building house. It's a glass house, and I will not be drowned. He said, come to the boat that Allah said I should create. He said, no. And while he was running after that child, what did Allah say? Allah said, he's not your child. He just came through you. You understand? And Yoruba will say, there are some children you gave birth to through your mouth. And there are some children that you gave birth to through your body. So all children, everybody is parenting. It is not only when you give birth.
How can parents balance their own lives with the responsibility of nurturing their children's faith and well-being? Okay, before then, we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wabarakatuh. Your name and where are you calling from?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Your name, please.
Yeah. My name is Mahmoud, and I'm calling from Akuti.
Okay, thank you very much.
I thank MCAN for this opportunity. I thank the presenter and also our speaker, who have come to expose us to, to more advanced and more conscious way of living our life as Muslims to ensure that we have this life and the hereafter in peace. Yeah. I really appreciate the way she exposed us to some points. It is actually a reminder, but on an advanced level. You can imagine the areas where she talked about parents who she drew out some points from the Quran, the prayer. There could be a prayer for some parents, and it can actually be a cause for some other parents too. Hmm. That is so massive. I'm just trying to wrap my head around that point because I have never seen anyone, give such meaning, such full meaning to that prayer before. And it is so. And this could, in a way, encourage our parents to ensure that they have a very good parenting on their kids because they know that whatever they do, there's going to be a reward for them. This is a conscious and a practical way of reminding them, drawing out some prayers from the Quran, to point to that fact is so helpful. Thank you so much for this opportunity. There are some other things I would like to say, but because of time, I would rather like to just, end it here. Thank you.
Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much for your contribution. Adia Sakina, what advice would you give to new parents?
The first thing is marry right. Marry right and think what have adequate knowledge of what you want to see in a child. Most times, as female and male, we believe we can handle some things. But let me say it this way. Let me say, marry what you can handle in a child. Hope that statement is clear. Marry what you can handle in a child. Because most of the attitude your spouse have or you have, you will see them in children. So many times we see fathers, mothers getting angry. This child is stubborn. Have you checked yourself? And during the process of my counseling, I always tell spouses, about to get married spouses, try and go and seek for istighfar. Firstly, maybe the way you have been so tormenting to your parents, go and seek for istighfar. So that doesn't test you with your children as well. Have you done some things that your parents have said, your child will do the same to you? So I'm always very, very concerned about going into istighfar. Making Taubat and Nusua, telling Allah that you are sorry for whatever you have done. Like I did a prayer of recent. Allah just brought it as an inspiration. I said, I always tell Allah, please expose my children to some things I'm learning now. Let them understand it earlier in their life. Because it will help them not to take some steps and it will help them not to make some mistakes. And whatever lesson they have learned in their life, they have learned through some people, help them to implement it at the right time when they are supposed to make use of that lesson. What I have noticed is people doesn't have good intention when they want to get married. I want to have sex. No. Firstly, we should know that children are gifts. It's either they come or they don't come. Like I have said before, either you have children or you don't have children. You are parenting. So try to know what you want to give to the society, even if you don't have a child.
Okay.
Have adequate knowledge about Islam. Have good intention that you are going to train your children, you are going to train other children. You want to train your nephew, your cousin, and the like.
Okay.
You want to train them. Okay. Become good ambassadors of Islam to the society.
Okay.
Raising children, we should know, is an act of worship. Like Akola has said, like I have said, that we don't want it to be a curse. We don't want to be a means for us to enter Jahannam. We should seek for knowledge as a parent. We should know and learn how to build a strong foundation of love, respect, and trust at an early stage in our life. Let us be patient and consistent in our efforts. If we get to a stage that we want to give up, let us have it in mind that we are not going to give up.
Okay.
Like I have said, let us do it. Let us always turn to Allah for guidance and support. Most times, I get it wrong. Most times, I feel like I am lost. Most times, I feel like, where am I going to turn to? What I do in such cases is seek guidance from Allah. Surround yourself with community that shares your value and seek advice from experienced parents and scholars. Remember that your role is not just to, okay?
Sorry, I need to cut you a bit short there. We have a question.
Okay.
And it says, good morning, sisters. Thank you all for you have said this morning. The main question is that, just like the guest said, let us know our children individually and be intentional in being their friend. This does not mean you should not correct. Beating affects parents more. At that point, your blood pressure rises. You can beat to harm the child. You can beat to harm the child. And the guest said that the prophet said, if you must beat, it must be equal to the offense. How do you measure? From Bola.
Now,
1 minute.
Most times you can't measure instantly. That is why you need to have a second thought before you think of the approach. Most times I ask Allah for guidance. Allah, what is the best approach to approach this situation? It is not only in children, even the way you relate with your spouse. You know, sometimes for some people, when they come for counseling, you ask them, do you shout? You understand? It doesn't work for a spouse sometimes. You feel like, I have to shout. Have you ever thought of it? What works for this person? Have you asked Allah for guidance? What is the best approach? So many times we feel that, let's shout on a child when he steals. Let's do this. Has this always stopped an actions? Has this always been a corrective measure? Even sometimes you punish the child and they still go back to it. Sometimes you are quiet and they avoid those things. So it means that there is no one way to parent, like I have said. Ask for guidance. Seek for advice from experts. We have experts that deal with children psychology. Mm-hmm. If you can't afford that or you can't pay for their services, seek for Allah's guidance. Allah. Or seek. Sometimes you sit these children down and tell them, what punishment do you want me to give you as regard this?
Okay.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Yes. Sit them down and ask them. And you will see the way they will now avoid those things because they are the ones that have actually bring out about the punishment measures. You understand?
Okay.
And you at times, make sure you are in your right frame of mind before you disseminate or discharge any kind of punishment. Hmm. And when you discharge them, pray to Allah that Allah make it as a measure, as a corrective measure.
Okay.
That is also very important. Pray to God because the Prophet says, "Ya Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif al-qulub ala tawati." You are the controller of the heart. Control this heart.
Hmm.
You understand? So most times, it goes beyond your reasoning. At times, we have seen so many people do this, do that. At the end of the day, Allah will bring back to them and pour that thing in their face. It will now give them some factual reset that it is not your effort that can make that child.
Hmm.
Like in our own days, our parents would be like, they were not using it that. How did Allah bring us, like Yoruba would say, Allah brings about white path from a dark clay pot. You understand?
Yeah.
Sometimes it is not our ability. It is not our prospect. It is not our efforts that make things be.
Uh-huh.
So we should always go back to Allah.
Uh-huh.
Sit down and think twice. Always have a second thought. Always have a second thought. Because I have realized that there are some things that I have done in the past. We will now look at it and say, does it really worth it? Those punishments you disseminate sometimes, you will know. But if you take your time to think twice before you disseminate punishment, at times you let them know, this thing that you have done, I will think about it and know the right punishment for you.
I just said,
you understand?
Yes. Thank you, Rezakula Okara. I know that if I leave you, you are going to continue, but our time is far spent.
Wow.
We have just one more minute to leave this place. Yeah, Rezakula Okara for coming on to the show, Aja Sekina, may Allah continue to enrich you.
Amen.
Acknowledgement goes to WFM and MPAC for this program. A big thank you to our engineer Timmy and my producer, Blessing. Thank you to our esteemed listeners for joining us on today's journey. As we wrap up today's discussion, in Islam, children are seen as a test from Allah. How we fulfill our duty towards them will be questioned on the Day of Judgment. We are encouraged to teach them the values of Islam, the importance of prayer, honesty, kindness, and respect.